We left off the previous year trying to put some of the final touches. It's hard to say if you ever put the final touches on the Chazakas and Eidecha, but at least this dimension of the final touches about focusing on a very, very specific aspect of the Sugya, working with the assumption that Eidecha is not believed against the Chazakas, which is not even an agreed upon assumption, but that's how we pass the Ramacha. And Eidecha is not believed against the pre existing Chazakas. There was a further question that we showed him, what if the Chazakas is not a Cheskas Issa, what if it's a Cheskas Heter? Isn't Eidecha believed when we know for a fact that something was permissible until this point? So according to many opinions, the answer is no. Eidecha is not believed against any chazakah, no matter which direction the chazakah is going, which led Shmaisa to raise the fundamental question, if so, how in the world can a woman be believed to say that she's a nida? Because the status quo was she was muteris. She's coming to change that status quo. So how do you know she's believed? Or why should she be believed? Somehow intuitively we realize that, of course, we live our lives assuming that she believed, but why she believed? So Sheir Shmaisa came up with somewhat of a radical suggestion that the answer is in terms of pure Ne'amanus, she's really not believed. The only reason why, practically speaking, the husband has to believe her is because of Shavya Na'av Shechaticha Disura. That if a person comes forward and says something that's incriminating about themselves, we don't believe them. But we still make them act based on what they said. So, for example, the woman who comes to Bezin and says, I'm married, we have no aid to support that claim. We don't really think it's true, but we're going to treat ourselves like a married woman. She can't go ahead and marry somebody else. So the same issue when it comes to Nida. That does the husband, in terms of pure, absolute, nemanis and halacha, believe his wife? Not really. So it's the feed of our what she's saying, she cannot be with him. So by definition, he can't be with her either, but it's not in terms of Ruchas Nemanus. It sounds like we're walking walking a fine line, we're dancing around this issue a little bit. Is there any practical difference to this? At the end of the day, the couple can't be together. It's making really much of a difference whether she's Menes, Toras, or whether it's a Din just of Shabbat and Avshin. We began to discuss a very, very strange story that took place in the Middle Ages in the place of Europe called Provence, about the father who said that he was Makadosh's daughter, and then he wanted to backpedal a little bit. So let's get a little bit of a background to that question, that real child that actually occurred, and then be able to almost connect all the dots in terms of Esther. Let's go backwards one step, back to the 12th of Rabbi Kobos. So Sugya Masech Ksub is Tainam Yachin, the Bryce tells us in the 12th of Rabbi Kobos. Tainam Yachin, Omra Eishas Ishani, a woman comes forth to Bezin and she said she's married. He said that, do we really believe her? No. Are we going to treat her as a married woman? Absolutely. But now, a few weeks later, she comes to us and she says, I'm a penuya. I'm not really married. I wasn't really married. The whole thing is not true. And the bride says she's not in a menace. 6 months ago, he told you married. And he told me she's not married. It doesn't make any sense. But what if she can explain to us why she said she was married? There was a good reason why she told us something that wasn't true 6 months ago. So if she can come up with a good story, valid explanation, a believable explanation why she said what she said, then she will in turn be dead.
This parallel the story, like a person says, I'm poor and I'm rich because I want to be bothered by the people. So
it's a similar look. Here was more the realm of Dina Mama. This is the realm of Dina Mama. It's a similar kind of an idea.
Does it cross over because one's Mama is one's Dina?
Well, that's a loaded question. So it claims that it crosses over. It's a big machlokes with the crossover. It's very, very more, that's more of a bash than getting some gift. The company one tells a real story. My tsunami, believe it or not, the following happened. Bishachas Gedola, there was a very chosha, very important woman. Shaisa Gedola Benoi. The woman who people wanted to marry her, and people were knocking on her door. Shachanim were asking about her. But Amalem, she didn't want to be bothered anymore. And she said, "Mukudesh Sunny." She said, "That's the greatest way to get yourself off all the Shachanim's websites. Tell them you're married already. Take it, Tfusa." So she said that she was already taken. She was already married. So Liyamim, a few days later, under the kitchen's atzmo. All of a sudden, we have mazel tov. She just became a mekudeshes. Wait a second. 3 weeks ago, you told us that you were already married. Now, all of a sudden, we hear that you just got married last night. So what's going on? So, Amru lach Chachamim, Mar Is Lasos Kein. So, Chachamim said to her that what are you doing? Amru lehem, B'chila Shabolai Anashim She'enim Hubanim. A few months ago, when the suitors were coming to try to marry me, weren't up to par. They weren't who I wanted to marry. So I'm married to the Kodesh Sadi. So then I told everybody, I'm married, get everybody off my back. Now that I got much, much better offers, I'm married to the Kodesh Sadi. So I was becoming Kodesh. So basically what she did was, she gave it a masla. She gave a pretty believable explanation as to why she said what she said. So the Chachamim weren't sure what to do with this. Can we believe her? Can we take a word for it now? But we say that something's fishy here. She really was married all along, and now the second the person she's trying to marry, so to speak, is not acceptable. The Sarabir is like the head of the town. He was the rav of the town. So he brought the shayla to the Chacham in Usha. Usha was the place where the Sanhedrin sat after the Mishnah was destroyed. So the Sanhedrin moved pretty much up to the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. So it was in Tiberia for some time, in Tzipori for some time. It was the city of Usha for some time. So the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, is sitting and dealing with this case. For Amru, imnasta amaslet baranem, and that if she gives a believable excuse, which this probably qualifies as, she's nemenah, she's believed, and therefore the original psach that we gave, Shavi and Avshach and Yifan Surah, basically is null and void. So I can't agree with that. So the Gemara is clear, this is the conclusion, that an amasla will work when the woman, very careful what I said, when the woman was the one who said that she was the Kodeshes. Now let's go back to the story of the 13th of the Mamakomos about what happened in Provence. So comes the Sheikh Schweitz and quotes the entire story in the Mamakom number 13. Kosum Chubas by Ben Leib, Yibel Tzeb, Matsasi Kosum Chubas Bani Provence. But my Sheshoy Ben Yemeyim Betulatila, the story happened in those days in the town, in the city of Tulatila. Alish Echot Shahotzi called Shekirish's Bita Ba'odiktana. A person was walking around telling everybody that he married off his little girl when she was a ketana, which the father calls mine, she's a ketana or a nara, from the age of 12 and a half, he in theory has the ability to do so. The Gemara frowns upon marrying off your little girl. The Gemara says that also the other makashas be a ketana. The Gemara says it's a terrible thing to do, because how do you know she's going to like the fellow when she turns a little bit older? So the Gemara says you should not do it, but Lamaisa didn't, he did it, and the condition would have been chal. So he's walking around telling everybody that's what happened, that he's Makadish's little girl. The Nishbash and Kitchen Plodim and Plodim. And he swore, he's telling everybody, I married her off the roommate. And then a few years later, this girl goes out and gets married to Shimon. So what happened? The father told us a few years earlier she's married to somebody else. So the father gave an excuse. The father gave an explanation, gave a whole shiur about why I said what I said. Probably a very, very similar kind of a story. He told everybody that she's married. I didn't want people to bother her for shiduchim. He gave us a whole explanation that seems to make sense. It seems to be a believable story. But the question is, does that work or not? So at first glance, why not? The Gemara in Ksuba said that when the woman says that she's married, she can explain away what that means, and she can say I didn't really mean it. The whole thing was a lie because of the following believable excuse. Why can't the father do the same thing? So we give advam chol chachmi Provence of Tzarfas. All of southern France and Tzarfas, even though today we call Tzarfas, we call France, includes both parts of France in the olden days. So the word Tzarfas only meant northern France, and Provence meant what we call today southern France. So all the chacham, all the mishayim throughout the, from top to bottom of France, were consulted about the shayla. There are those who say, they had the following distinction. When the Gemara says that a person can change their story and say, this is why I said what I said, and here's my amasla, here's my explanation, that refers to the woman herself, but not to the father. Basically, what one half of the Rabbanim in France argues as follows. Where do we find the precedent in the halacha that a person can give an amasla? They can make a statement, and then backpedal and say, oh, this is why I said what I said. I didn't really mean it. Just kidding. Where do we find such a precedent? We find that only in Superstaff Chameis, when a woman said, come those who shove and say, guess what? You know why she can backpedal? Because she was never really believed in the first place. When a woman says she's married, she doesn't have any mamas to say that. Only two Edom are believed in the realm of marriage and divorce. So since she was never really married anyway, she was never really believed anyway, all it was a simple application of Shavya Anav Shechetichet Isura. Shavya Anav Shechetichet Isura, which is not a real Nemonis. It's just that we're treating you like you're married. The feed varecha, we believe you, but we don't really believe you. That lower level kind of halacha is subject to backpedaling. You can give it a masla to cancel, to revoke a Shavya Anav Shechetichet Isura. You cannot use an amasla to revoke an etos. Let's say two Edom come to the basin and say, Reuven broke Shimon's window. And then an hour later, they come back and say, let me explain to you why we said what we said. We said what we said because of X, Y, and Z, but we didn't really mean it. That's ridiculous. The Gemara says, Kevin Shehigid, Shuv Enochez Magin. Once you give your etos and basin, the game is over. You cannot backpedal from an etos and basin. So here from the Rabbanim in France, in the Middle Ages, said, you can't backpedal when the father says, I married off my daughter. That's not Shavya Nafshi Chetichet Isura. He's like an aid. He's like, to Apishnai Vedim, as beat in the sacrifice, as the Torah gives him the ability to be made and based in. It's a Chiddush. It breaks all the rules. He's a father. He's a Karav. He's a Ned Echad. It's true. But the Torah trumps all those rules. When the Torah HaKadosh says it's beat in the sacrifice, as Pashas Kisetzeh, the Torah is telling us that the father is believed like to aid him. If the father is believed like to aid him, you cannot backpedal from Eidus. And therefore, the Gemara in Ksubis that says that a woman can backpedal from her story, that's the woman, because she never had an amanus in the first place. But the father, who has an amanus, forget about it. He cannot backpedal. And the other group of Rishonim. The woman doesn't have that amanus, even if it's not right, because it's Dov Shebi Erva. So come the other group of Rabbanim and friends that said, Mapito, what are you making these hair-splitting distinctions? You can give it a master, finish. A master works for the woman, a master works for the father. A master's work across the board. Major machlokes is a dispute that took up from north to south of France that we showed about, were arguing about this very, very fine, fine point with a very nice application.
Is he
able to use
the
power of the He needs it, but he can tell us, I was become a Kedushin for my daughter. The Edom died, the Edom are not here anymore, and he's completely believed. The Edom don't have to show up anymore. So he has full nemanis to say, as beat the Nasat Lisha said.
So if he has Koch B'yodo to create a Chalos and a Metzius, well, she doesn't have Koch B'yodo to create a Chalos and her Metzius, other than to make an Eder on herself to, you know, make herself us or someone else.
Well, she could be become a Kedushin. The case in Ksuba, she's an older woman, so she could become her own Kedushin. So she has that same Koch as the father has. So the bottom line is that was a raging issue in the Chachmei Provence, the Chachmei Tzofas. Do we compare the question of a person who has a real Nemonis to someone who has this half-baked quasi Shavidat Chachmei kind of story? Let's go back now to the 12th Rambam goes. Back upstairs to the 12th Rambam goes for a second. It's the second line from the bottom. Bominei Shmuel Mirav. Shmuel asks Rav the following question. Omra Tvei Ani. If a woman says to her husband, I'm Tvei Aminita. The Chazra of Omra Tahora Ani. And now she changes her story. An hour later she says, not true. I'm just kidding. Not true. I'm really Tahora. So, Mahu. Can the husband believe her second statement? Can she change her story? Amalei, so Rav told Shmuel, Afbezu im nasta masla baradem enes. So Rav explained to Shmuel, a masla works. It depends what she says.
In all these cases, he uses the word
nemes. Right.
And now, another change might be the same.
Right, saying that nemes doesn't really mean she's just a game. Right. Very good, excellent. Right, very good. So the truth is that the Shmuel can save himself. Because the Shemaita holds that Shavya Nafshi is a form of Nemonos vis-a-vis you, not vis-a-vis others. So it's not Ned. The Shemaita is on the team of Acharonim who held Shavya Nafshi also Shtichu Nemonos. You're 100% right. The Losh Nemonos is Beduyik according to the Shemaita himself. So Rav Tosh, what's the difference? Just as when the woman said, that I'm married. She can change her story if she can give a believable explanation. So too, if the woman can explain to us why she said she was an Edom. Let's say, for example, she hasn't explained. The woman says, I'm an Edom. Tomorrow morning, she says to her husband, I'm not an Edom. The whole thing wasn't true. So yeah, so why did you say you were an Edom? I wasn't feeling well. I didn't want you to be insulted. I wasn't up to it. So rather than saying that I don't feel well, I told you I'm an Edom. Now, that's a bad strategy. Women should never, ever do such things. But in theory, it says in Shulchan Aruch, she's believed. Because it makes sense what she said. So if she gives a believable amas as to what prompted her to say that statement that was sheker, so imnas amas that is. So comes the Sheikh Shmaitza, that is that list long Sheikh Shmaitza 13, that's what a lot of good Shabbos reading, you continue reading it. So comes the Sheikh Shmaitza, wait a second. The Gemara just said, imnas amas that. According to half of the Rabbanim in Tzarfas, in France, in southern France, in northern France, whenever a woman has, whenever a person has nemonos, you don't say amaslas. Amaslas are only for Shabi and Avshay. Amaslas are not for Edim. Amaslas are not for fathers who are Makadish their daughters. So if you're going to tell me when a woman says that she's a Nida, she's nemenes, Edech and Abisurin, for Safalar, for Flystar, you're going to tell me she's real, true, blue, nemanus? How could she back out? How does the masla work? According to the one group of Rishonim in France who said, it's okay, masla's work all the time. You can back out, a father can back out, a girl can back out, anybody can back out. Even good enough a masla, you can explain away the world. So then I understand why a woman can back out from a statement that she's a nida. But if you're going to tell me that a masla's are very, very limited in scope, and they only apply when there's no real nemanus, this is a proof to what I said the Sheikh Shmaitza, that when a woman says she's a Nida, there's no real Nemonis. And I'll tell you exactly why there's no real Nemonis. Because she's going straight up against a Cheskes Heter, which we pass in Shulchan Aruch, a person has no ability to do. So Sheikh Shmaitza says, I just proved to you, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that when a woman says that she's a Nida, she isn't really Nemenis. The best we could call is a Shabbat action, which is a very, very watered down Nemenis vis-a-vis herself. Apidin, the husband, doesn't really believe it. He's stuck anyway, but Apidin, he doesn't really believe it. It's not Apidin, the Nemenis doesn't exist. And that and only that is the reason why a master is going to work. This is the whole razzle-dazzle shabbatera of the Sheikh Shmaitza. The Chazaka was a Ches, because she used to not be a Nida.
We said before that that's...
Oh, so very good. So we said that, remember we said that there are two different parts of that chazocha. A chazocha suya l'shtanos, a chazocha shatir li'olam. So the way the Sheikh Shmaisa learned the previous sugya, it comes out that that is still considered to be going against the chazocha. The Sheikh Shmaisa learned the opinion that a chazocha suya l'shtanos is still considered to be a chazocha. And the reason why the woman is the menace to say the sofa is a different form, a little bit of a different twist. So the Sheikh Shmaisa, you're right, 100% right. Sheikh Shmaisa is working within his mindset from 3 sugyos ago that is still considered to be chazak. But all it does sound is still chazak. So that's the famous beer, famous sheet of Sheikh Shmaisa. A woman's not really believed to say she's an Eva. It's quite a chiddush. It's a chiddush. I got a chiddush.
Does it matter when in the month it is?
No, because at the end of this, girl,
she almost never does it. She says it versus the 30th day, when she always has a bleeding, she says, now, I
thought. Right, so you're touching that. Bridget is touching a very, very important question called Vestas. When a certain Shasa Vestas Higia, so there's one opinion in the Gemara that says, Vestas Adereisa. Even if she doesn't tell us, there's one opinion that says, once the woman's time, whatever that magic number is, comes, she's a Nida. Even if she doesn't know she's a Nida, she becomes automatically a Nida because we assume she became a Nida. We
ask him. At that point.
Well, if you hold that Vestas and Deraisa, so then I'm not sure I call it a Cheskes Isra, I call it a Rove, I call it a Chesim, I'm not sure. It's a big machlok is where that bit of Vestas comes from. But we don't even pass like that. We pass like Vestas and I'm in Deraisa. So the love of the Deraisa, just because last month she saw on day 30, that doesn't mean she's going to see day 30 this time. The Chazanish uses the phrase. He doesn't use this exact phrase, but they use it in other areas. Well, second, the past performance is not an indication, not a guarantee for future something or other. So that's what the Chazanish says. He says, well, just because last month she has marked down that she saw her on Rosh Chodesh, there's a lot of doctors, she's going to see Rosh Chodesh this time. That's a more of a Nida question than it is a Nemonis Chazak kind of a question. It's a very good, phenomenal question. How could we turn around and say to this fellow, Kavri's Kappa Shmaya Gal, you know, good Baruch. But we're going to tell you, bring your Kavri Chattas, because you were together with your wife, which was an Ida. And he's going to say, what do you mean? I don't know that. I don't even know she's an Ida. So hold on for 1 second to the one who disagrees with the Shmaya Shmaya, to the spy to answer our question as well.
Hold that to your response. His question: how do you see Baruch Shmaya not
memorized,
but the whole source
from me. No, so Tosa said that that's a proof positive that Nida's not really a Raya's. That was part of Tosa's Shikul Torah and the Beis and the Beis. Tosa holds that Nida's not an Erva. A woman who's a Asura to Chola Old was not an Erva. Erva means you can't marry this person, you can't marry that person, you're an Ishish to the world, you're Mutaris to your husband. Anyone who's an Isser across the board, it's like doing Malach and Shabbos. It's an Isser Kar race, but it's nothing to do with Yehya Raya's. It happens to sneak its way into Pash Zacharos.
What?
Rabbi Kiva holds that there's Bamzeris from Chayv Elavim. Not that Rabbi Kiva holds that Chayv Elavim are Arayas. He just holds that all those halachas of Bamzeris can't be over Chayv Elavim. Even Rabbi Kiva agrees, but neither there's no Bamzeris.
So
Ishish is an error because she's a surah to some people and Mutaris to other people. The only problem is that other people is one person. It's her husband. That's okay. As long as there's one person she's Mutaris to, that opens up the box of Arayas.
I
agree with you that it's not so far-fetched to say that an Abbas can work even when there's an Emunus. The problem is that he after Abundant in France in the Middle Ages didn't say it. That's the problem. So Sheikh Shmaitzer claims, according to those we showed him, you're in a box. But those we showed him, but it said Temmola that the father did not believe to give an Amasla, how could the woman be believed to give an Amasla? So the only distinction between the father vis-a-vis Kedushin and the what woman vis-a-vis Nidos is to draw this line. One is Shavin Ashi and one is a real bona fide Emunus. So the Bar Plukta of the Shmaitzer, the one who disagreed vehemently with the Sheikh Shmaitzer, doesn't quote the Sheikh Shmaitzer on this one, was the Baal HaNasivis. We know that the Nasivis of the Tzos went to town. They argued a lot of things. Most of the time, when we think of Machlokes in between the Tzos and the Nasivis, we usually think of Mitzia, we think of Basra. The Ketzos was on Cheshem Mishpat, the Nasivis was on Cheshem Mishpat. They're usually fighting in the realm of the Dinimominus. There's an interesting story. Somebody came to Brisker Rav and said that they were saying Shurim on Chulin, and they asked the Brisker Rav a suggestion, which Acharon or which Gedolei Acharon do you think we should use, you know, to reference all the lumbus, all the sugyas in Masechet Chulin. So the Brisker Rav said to the person, said, you should learn the Ketzos in the Sivisim. Don't talk on Chulin. Ketzos in the Sivisim on Bavkal, Mitzvah, Basra, Sugyas, and Dinimamus, Cheshem Mishpat. They went back to the Brisker Rav and said, Rebbe, Mudeinu Rabbeinu, Mechila, there is no choice, there is no Nesivis on it. So the Brisker Rav responded, I didn't mean the Sefer, I meant the person. He said, the Shei Shmaitza and the Chavaz Das. In addition to writing the Ketos, so he also wrote the Shei Shmaitza. So Shei Shmaitza is all on Sugyas, and Shveikas, and Sum, and Chazak, and Rose, and Chulin topics. And the Nesivis also wrote another Sefer called the Chavaz Das, which is on your day, which is also on Chulin topics. So we call them the Ketos Nesivis, but the particular Sfarim that we're talking about are the Sheh Shmaitza and the Chavaz Das. So in the Chavaz Das, in your day, on your Chusnida, so the Baal Nesivis, the Chavaz Das, has it a different twist to Gamri and the Sunni. The Nesivis says, when a woman comes and says that she's a Nida, of course she's believed. For Sofra L'Shivis Yomim, that means Bein L'Kul Bein L'Chumra. In the realm of a Chusnida, a woman's word is gold. That's it. She is the Namonis, Bein Mekula, Bein Mechumra, everything revolves around her. She's like two Adam, the top. So why can she back out? Since when can Adam back out? Two Adam come and say, Reuben broke a window, they can back out. It says in the Sivas, when is the din of Kev and Shehigit, Shubay Nechayim Adam kicking? That halacha that prevents Adam from backing out. Says in the Sivas, that halacha only starts in Beis. If two Adam are talking after Davin, taking off the tefillin and schmoozing about Reuben breaking Shimon's window, and then they want to change the story later in the day when they get to make it, change what they want. That's not what came to Higgin. It's only called Hagodah. Hagodah in Halacha means Hagodah if they based it. So says the Chavis Das, when a woman says to her husband, I am a Nida, unless she made that statement in the presence of a Beis Din, so yes, she has full-fledged Emunus, and yes, she can back out. 100% she can back out. There is nothing stopping her from backing out. Kevin Shehigid is not a question. Kevin Shehigid only applies in Beis Din. Oh, what was the story in Provence? The story was, where did he make the story? He wasn't telling the story in Shul after davening. He came to Beis Din and announced the Fri'am Ba'ida that he buried off his daughter with Takareid. I was beat to the Sadli Shazer. It's not like a Hagodas Eidus of Faith Beis Din. The game's over. So whereas, because of this Kasha, anyone has to come to the same conclusion, a woman can back out from saying she's a Nida. The Gemara says to Pem Olin, as long as she gives it a master, she's not menace. You can't argue with her. So how do you understand the nature that Allah can light of the story of Provence? So according to the Ktzel/Shmeitzer, the answer to the question is that the Nemonis of Nida doesn't really exist. It's just a Shabia Nafsha. And that's what leads us to allow her to back out. According to the Chavis Das, the Chlal not true. According to the Chavis Das, of course it's an Nemonis. And therefore, the regular rules of backing out from Nemonis apply. The only reason why she can sneak out and be Nemonis is because it didn't take place in Beis Din. And Kol's mind, it doesn't register in Beis Din. The din of Kevin Shehigid doesn't kick in. I can't even see this. Almost I can't even see this. Then the Sivis says, wait a second. So now I have a little bit of a creation, a little bit of a problem. I made things too good. Once I say that the missing piece of this puzzle is that it wasn't said in Beis Din, and therefore you could back out no matter what, why does she need an amasla? What does she have to explain? Let's say two way they're schmoozing after davening, and they're saying, people overhear them saying, Reuven broke Shimon's window. And now they want to come back to Beis Din an hour later and say, Reuven didn't break it. They don't have to explain what they said. But they said, Chutz to Beis Din doesn't register. So what do you need an amasla? So the receivers unfortunately made it too good for us. And the Siva said she could back out because it wasn't the Beis Din. If it wasn't the Beis Din, she should be able to back out even without a master. So the Siva is a brisk of heart and says, no, they're too lost. When a woman says that she's a Nida, there are two things that are happening. Number one, she's the Menes. And number two, she also has a Shabbat Asher. Shabbat Asher does have to be necessarily Beis Din. And therefore, when the woman says she's a Nida, two halachas kick in. She's the Menes, and it's a Shabbat Asher. So the Nemonis part, if it would have been said in Beis Din, it would have prevented her from backing out, but it didn't happen in Beis Din. The second part, the Shavya Nafshe, prevents her from backing out, calls by, she doesn't give it a masla. The minute that she gives it a masla, she's clear, she's good to go. So, wow. When a woman comes to her husband and says, I am Anida, what is the halachic significance of what just she just uttered those words that came out of her mouth? According to the Sheikh Shmaitza, she is not in the category of Nemonis. She is only in the category of the Mir Shabbat Chesur, which is a quasi Nemonis vis-a-vis herself, not vis-a-vis others. According to the Sheikh Shmaitza, it's not a Nemonis. According to the Chavis Das of Brisket Torah, she said, I am a Nida. Two halachas just kicked in, not one, two halachas. Number one, she's Nemonis. Number two, she has a Shabbat Nashe. Nemonis is Nitan to Chazara Kozman, it wasn't said in Beis Din. Shavya Nafshe can be backed out from Kozman, she is in a Masla. So Isha Makami Yavi Shalom, the Gemara Ksubis makes sense, the story of Provence makes sense, the woman who comes to husband makes sense, two radically different approaches to Lumbus, what is playing them. But now the Nisivis comes to the last point of the Nisivis. So says the Nisivis, based on everything that I'm saying, what would the halacha be if the woman says to her husband, in Beis Din, I'm a Nida. The answer is that she can't back out. All the masters in the world aren't going to work. Now, that's probably not going to happen. There would be no pastor who's coming to Beis Din and tell the husband there. Nothing doesn't make any sense. It says in Esibus, there is a halachic equivalent of a woman saying that she's a Nida in Beis Din that does appear in real life. And that's what the Gemara calls, Huchtuk Nida B'Shchenuseh. What if everybody knows she's a Nida? How does the whole world know she's a Nida? In the olden days, the days of Tumah V'Tahara, so women would wear special clothing when they were Nidas, because there's not Nidas only relevant to your husband. So we try to keep everything in the hush-hush. Not supposed to publicize who is a Nida, who's not a Nida. That's not sneezing. In the olden days, the reality was How do you know when this woman was in Ida? She can't touch Truma. She can't touch Pesach Shem. She gets a kachum. She sits on a chair. She has to come to us. So it's important to know who is it was not. So it wasn't considered to be connected to our husband per se. It was relevant. Even if she was a single girl, we had to know who was and wasn't Ida. So the women used to have a practice. And again, women weren't out on the streets. It was a different mindset, different culture, etc. But the women would wear what's called Big Day Nidas. When they were in Ida, they would wear dressed a certain way. It would be obvious to, again, the all three people who knew it, but whoever had to know about it, it would be obvious right away who was and who wasn't. So the halacha is, the Ramban is a deep from the Gemara Masechet Ksubos. What if a woman starts walking around wearing these big baby dress? So everybody in town, all 10 people living in town, everybody knows, everybody realizes that this woman is a nida. And now she comes an hour later and says, let me explain to you why I was wearing the big baby dress, because I wasn't feeling well, and I didn't want my husband to start with me. So like, she gives it a masla. So Ramban brings a raya from the Gemara, the game's over. It's a masla. Masla, garnished. You can't give it a masla once it's chuchsuk a nida b'shchirasa. Once everybody knows that she's a nida. Why not? Everybody knows she's a nida because she put on the clothes. She's the one who told us. So why? It's backwards. So why can't she back out? If the halach is, came she must, the masla burn the menes, what is it about this magic putting on the clothes that prevents her from being chazeres? So says the Chavis Das, says the Balam Sivas, exactly what I said. Kozman, she says to the husband in the privacy of their own room that I am a nida. So that's like an edus shalom b'fre beizdin, and an edus shalom b'fre beizdin. It's not chalon and a limitation. The minute that she goes public, beizdin doesn't just mean three rabbanim sitting with long beards and the cats and paskid and Torah. Beizdin could also mean a what that beizdin is. Everybody knows. The tzibur knows. The olam knows. Once the olam knows that she's a nida, and the game is over. All the maslas are over. You cannot give it a masla under no circumstances, because that's tantamount to Adam coming to base it and testifying with broken windows and then changing the story an hour later. All the maslas in the world do not enable you to back out from Adam Smith for a day. So because the Sibus says social Torah that a woman has them on us, and the only thing that's enabling her to back out from them on us is the fact that it wasn't before days then. If you superimpose this artificial bathing pool, now we understand all the pieces of the puzzle.
She can't be a
nida. At some point, if she tells us 2 weeks from now she went to the mikvah, that should be in a minute. But if she says, I said I was a nida yesterday, and now hocus pocus, I'm no longer a nida, that can't happen. There's no way for that to happen. I'll be a law unless she was lying the first time.
But in the case of the woman who sort of publicized that she was married,
just
keep that as a way now.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Very, very good. So why isn't that like a statement basis? So the answer is, as the deceiver, because she has no nemanis, because that's called davshim yerva. And the davshim yerva, even if she kept the basin and said she wouldn't be believed. Yeah. So you need both. You have to have an area that you're nemanis. You are nemanis, and then you go ahead and do it in front of basin. That's what closes the possibility of amount. So it's a good way to end off the week in terms of what are the ABCs in terms of the amount of focus? I'll bet you next week we'll start the next week. Okay, so we're going to do the moment. So glad to see you. Have that set for the next week.
Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Have a good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Yeah. Question. Yeah. The camera Chahiki, does it work the other way also in Sam and regular agent? They say things in public, not in court. Is it also considered as if it's considered Aidas, and therefore it can't be Chazer?
It's Kevin Shahigid. I'm not trying to think about that. I mean, according to this, the Sivis, you have this watered down version of Aidas.
Right.
It could be that the idea of Kabbalah's Aidas. So by regular dinner Torah, you need a Kabbalah Seidus. Here, I'm not sure you need a formal Kabbalah Seidus. Just need a deal for basis. So I have to think about that one. Okay, thank you very much, Shabbos.
Okay. Thank you.